Soon the familiar cry will ring across the land. Gentlemen, start your engines as the Memorial Day pageantry of the Indianapolis 500 signals the official beginning of summer with the smell of burning rubber, burning oil, and a half million sweaty, beer-swilling, wall-to-wall monkey meat race fans, all of whom deny that they are just hoping one of those Indy cars loses it in turn number four and spreads fire, smoke, and shrapnel down a quarter mile of the front straightaway, praying the VCR at home's taping it all so they can freeze-frame and slow-mo the skidding 200-mile-per-hour metallic fireball over and over again in the summer months to come. Yes, summer is here. The ozone layer steadily disappearing as billions and billions of foamy plastic boxes keep a hot side hot, a cool side cool. Fluorocarbons leaching into the atmosphere, expanding the deadly hole in the sky over Antarctica and making sunbathers look like a big prime rib roast bubbling under ultraviolet heat lamps at the end of a buffet table. Hello. This is Dr. Jimmy Swigblenny reminding you, summer's here, so take cover, especially if you're sitting near Turn 4 at Indianapolis with your shirt off. And remember my slogan, something dangerous is always going on around you.
Hi, I'm Roseanne Grubbs, Executive Director and Chief Surrogate for the Wham Bam Sex Therapy Clinic. Hey, fellas, has your deck of pinochle cards lost its snap? Is your love transmission stuck in neutral, forcing you to back down the big hill of romance over and over again until your frustrated main squeeze tells you to call her when pigs fly? And gals, are all your friends riding the hot train to the big fireworks show while you use the hand car? Do you lie through your pearly whites when asked about the crescendo of whoopee? The Wham Bam Sex Therapy Clinic can help you say, so what? Why don't you just shut the hell up, you oversexed rabbit biter? Keep your mitts to yourself or you'll go out with my kind of bang, pinworm. I'm as serious as a spinal tap when I say the Wham Bam Sex Therapy Clinic works. If after one session you're not convinced, then just do it till your brain turns to malto meal. You're a hopeless slave to your despicable urges, and you can just lick my loafers, you tar tunnel. Remember, you need food, sleep, and a good pet, but you can learn to do without the diddling.
The Wham Bam Sex Therapy Clinic. Love means never having to say you're lousy. The Wham Bam Sex Therapy Clinic. Just take the Oral Roberts Freeway to the Irv Villechaize Interchange and stop. We'll be there in less than a minute. Is old Bowser a bit lethargic? Does he park his fat carcass halfway under the bed and then only growl half-heartedly when you step on him in the dark while you take that 2 a.m. tinkle? Has Fluffy the Persian cat been stationed on the inside sill of the living room picture window for weeks on end with only an occasional twitch of the tail to give evidence of life? Are your pets bored? Left alone to their own devices when you leave them in the house or apartment while you selfishly head out into your exciting career world, do they vegetate? Well, no more, because the Tamerlane Pet Terrorizer is here. 14.5 pounds of high-tech robotic circuitry, the Tamerlane Pet Terrorizer is your answer for that lazy lump of fur and those boring days they spend locked up in that tomb you call home. Simply activate the Pet Terrorizer as you leave in the morning, and within seconds, it homes in on Bowser or Fluffy. Able to climb furniture, steps, even walls, the Pet Terrorizer zooms into action, emitting high-pitched sounds, sirens, and subsonic concussion bursts, flashing intense rays of unbearable bright light, and, if contact is achieved, small but highly noticeable electrical charges hit Harry's and chases your shut-in pet around the house up to 10 continuous hours before it needs recharging. You'll return to a healthy, active pet again. Thanks to the Tamerlane Pet Terrorizer. Remember, when it comes to pets, Tamerlane says, keep them healthy, keep them on the run. With a Tamerlane Pet Terrorizer, available wherever pet terrorizers are sold.
I'm Heather Finster, and this is Heather's Neighborhood, a complete report of the activity in Ridgewood Estates, west of everything. Eddie Powell Slips, he He's a lot older than me. He's like 15, I think. He's mowing lawns again around the neighborhood and has been reinstated with the Eagle Scouts. He was really wacky there for a while, a real nuisance. Eddie was riding his mountain bike through everyone's petunias, calling in false pizza delivery orders, terrorizing the Meester family's dog, Queenie, she's a miniature schnauzer, with color photographs of pit bulls, and stealing girls' underpants off clotheslines and wearing them on his head. Eddie's little sister Eunice told me her mom and dad got rid of Eddie's heavy metal collection. Dokken, Iron Maiden, Dio, Rat, Poison. I believe those last two are different bands altogether, but I'm not sure. And of course, Motley Crue. Apparently, according to Eunice, her mom overheard Eddie on the phone telling a friend he intended to model himself after Nikki Sixx. That sort of tore it. You know, Eddie seems okay on the surface, but he's sort of robot-like these days. I wonder if it has anything to do with what I hear emanating from his bedroom window every night. If I hear Man in the Mirror one more time, I swear, I'm gonna cry. That's all for this time from Heather's Neighborhood. I'm Heather Finster.
Elvis, the king. Is he really gone? Did he really die? Now, from Ugly Pony Paperbacks comes startling new evidence that Elvis lives. Pelvis of the Gods by Eric Von Denizen. Did Elvis stage his own death? Did Elvis grow a beard? Did Elvis melt away into anonymity while a wax dummy was buried in his place? Did Elvis go into stand-up comedy? The answers are all yes. And the answers are all here in Pelvis of the Gods by Eric Von Denizen. Actual evidence that the king didn't die, that he left music to enter his first love, stand-up comedy. Find out which young promising comedian Elvis replaced. Follow the trail that leads to his secret identity. See Elvis soar once again to stardom through small clubs, TV guest shots, and finally as a star on a hit TV sitcom. It's all here in Pelvis of the Gods by Eric Von Denizen.
Hello, this is Eric Von Denizen. I'm sure after you read my book, you will share my belief that Elvis didn't die. He became Andy Kaufman. Then karma caught up with him again.
Did Elvis stage his own death and become Andy Kaufman? You decide. Read Pelvis of the Gods by Eric Von Denizen and look for the sequel, Jerk of the Gods. Is Andy Kaufman really dead? Also from Ugly Pony Paperbacks, next to the Breath Mints in a grocery store near you. I'm all shook up.
The Situational Channel brings America another fine evening of twisted entertainment for the teeming millions. It begins at 7 with the Gerber Beach Nut Huggy National Baby Catch and Fetch Frisbee Competition live from the Poopy Bowl in lovely Tulsa, Oklahoma. You'll tingle with excitement as you cheer on America's best frisbee catching babies, whirling, twirling, leaping, crawling, plopping, and flopping as they go bald head to bald head in this amazing infant spectacle. The top five finishers go on to Gortschnott, East Germany, to battle the loathsome, evil steroid babies of the Eastern Bloc nations for the International Baby Catch and Fetch Frisbee Championship in 1989. At 8, it's another fascinating look at dentures of the wealthy and powerful. This week featuring the chompers of George Burns, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Lucille Ball, Gerald Ford, Mickey Spillane, Mr. Whipple, and Tony the Tiger. Channel 1, the Situational Channel, twisted entertainment for the teeming millions, because you've got nothing better to do.
Tripping over your cat? When Tabby gets affectionate and decides to do a figure eight through your legs as you're carrying the screaming baby, the laundry basket, and a newly unplugged iron down the steep,
dark basement steps and sends you into a life-threatening header that leaves you in a whimpering heap in the puddle next to the water heater, does your patience run thin? Relax. Here's the answer. Tamerlane Electric Cat Repeller Socks. Just slip on these fashionable Argyle socks, and the slightest touch of cat fur triggers a high amperage 12-volt charge that jolts through little Tabby's body like an invisible sledgehammer, sending the little feline death trap streaking across the room, up the curtain, in panting, wide-eyed fear. Yes, Tamerlane Electric Cat Repeller Socks. After just 1 week wearing them, Tabby will give you a wide berth, the margin of safety you need, and if your cat's in heat, backing up into your feet constantly, the optional surprise toe probe will underline the message. Tamerlane Electric Cat Repeller Socks, another fine product from Tamerlane, makers of the Pet Terrorizer Home Robot, available wherever local animal cruelty statutes allow.
Tanya, the Mama Hammer Tartaglia, telling you to tune in this Saturday night to the Gross Gals of Wrestling. That's Gore on Channel 1, the situational channel. That's Gore, the Gross Gals of Wrestling, not that bunch of nickel-plated sluts managed by Rambo's mama. This week, the women of Gore mop up the mats for charity as we take on the grappling hens from hell of the Ladies Auxiliary of the Kansas Poultry Producers Association. All proceeds will be donated to Soak the Children, and the money goes to buy little plastic wading pools for Kansas farm kids. While Gore is twisting the drumsticks off the hens from hell, you can call in your pledges. You will call in your pledges, Mr. and Mrs. Tightbutt, or maybe I'll just drop by your trailer and remount your sinuses with a corn cob. You read me? Good. Featured matches for the evening will include our own Maxi Thin Monkey Binder versus Mrs. Harold Chicken Skin Fleetback. Also scheduled, Calamity Judy Winchester versus Hens of Hell Matriarch Old Mrs. Hansen. Hey, don't bet the farm on this one. You know what they say, the older the bird, the tougher the meat. And me, Tanya the Mama Hammer Tartaglia, I'll be stepping into the ring with Ellen the Egg Beater Goodyoke in a special fertilizer match. That's right, we step through the ropes, each armed with a 20-pound bag of chicken doo-doo, and battle till unconsciousness or until the bags break, whichever comes first. Channel 1, the situational channel, this Saturday night, the Gross Gals of Wrestling make a wish with the grappling hens from hell. This is Tanya, the Mama Hammer Tartaglia. Be there. Make a wish. Get it? Yo!
I'm Heather Finster, and this is Heather's Neighborhood, a complete report of the activity in Region 1 estates, west of everything. Well, the scuttlebutt around the neighborhood has it that Kevy Dipwiper's parents have sent him back to Dr. Shibuti, the child psychologist. It seems Kevy started a collection of garter snake heads. Pretty gross, huh? But that's not the real icky part. His dad caught him with the Black & Decker gas-powered weed eater skulking around the backyard bushes. His dad put two and two together, and the next thing you know, Kevy's back on the couch and back on Ritalin. Shelly Sneakers is grounded again. She was charging all the boys in the neighborhood a dime to pull up a dress. Bobby Tibbs tattled to Mrs. Sneakers, but he's grounded now too because he walked over to the Sneakers' house in his mom's brand new Italian beige pumps. Bobby's mom was pretty upset about the scuff marks on her new shoes, that's understandable. Bobby's dad, on the other hand, went out and bought Bobby a Rambo action figure, a Go Big Red t-shirt, and a BB gun. You can see Bobby and Mr. Tibbs now out on the lawn every evening, playing catch with a football. Well, it's really not catch, I suppose. Bobby just sort of stands there while the old pigskin hits him in the chest and drops to the ground. I guess he won't be over to play Barbies for a while either, and that's too bad, because he comes up with some of the coolest Barbie outfits I've ever seen. That's all for this time from Heather's Neighborhood. I'm Heather Finster.
It's time for another look at the wonderful world around us on Dr. Bud Natural's Nature Minute.
Hello, I'm Dr. Natural, but you can call me Bud. You know, many people believe shrimp are small. It's a common figure of speech, for example, to say, "Look at that little shrimp." But In one of nature's strangest surprises, shrimp actually can grow to lengths in excess of 45 feet. Clustered around volcanic vents in the deep trenches of the oceans, these 200-ton megaprawns rarely surface. But when they do, the slightest sniff of Cantonese cooking on a cruise ship sends them into a frenzy of revenge. So remember, the next time you go on an ocean cruise, don't order the shrimp fried rice. An interesting side note for you landlubbers. In 1985, a 40-foot shrimp crawled out of the Gulf of Mexico, walked miles inland to Houston, and ate a retired postal worker, apparently attracted by his remote control airplane. It's a scientific fact of nature. I'm Dr. Bud Natural. Let's enjoy the planet, okay?
Summer's here, and you're looking for a special place to spend those precious vacation days. Mom's shingles are acting up, so you gotta take the kids this year. Where to go? Don't drive the Blazer to the Grand Canyon again. The kids are right. It's just a big old hole in the ground anyways. This year, come to the Lazy Spatula Dude Ranch, just south of Latex Corners on Old Dirt Road number 6. The Lazy Spatula Dude Ranch, where everything is rubber. That's right, rubber lovers, everything. The bunkhouse cottages, rubber. The bunks, rubber. The mesquite and cactus, rubber. The scorpions and spiders, heck, they're rubber too. And the livestock, you guessed it, rubber. Rubber horses, rubber sheep. They're pliable, they're not scary, they don't bite or kick, and hell, around here we have a saying, a good rubber horse will never spook. Our patented odorless rubber livestock also ensures your kids won't see anything disgusting or embarrassing in the way of natural animal behavior. Make it a summer of rubber at the Lazy Spatula Dude Ranch. See you there, partners. Rubber, don't you just love it? Rubber everything, rubber furniture. Yow!
Hi, this is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, teenage beer party season. Oh, they're rocking and rolling down by the pond. I can hear them. Can you hear them? Yeah, listen. I'm your Iron Man, doodle-doodle-doot-doot-doot-doot. Oh, they're partying. I hear them. And I hear them splashing around in the pond and the all-together buck-naked skinny-dipping. Yeah. I hear them laughing and shouting. I hear them revving up their engines. I hear them yelling, party, party. Oh, I hear them. And so does Ferdinand. Yeah. My amorous 2,500-pound shorthorn bull. Oh, he hears them. And he smells them, too. And he charges them. Over a ton of bovine love hurtling through the darkness. You know, all of a sudden it's real quiet. I can't hear the party no more. And just off in the distance, a lonely... Ferdinand's at the party. Next morning, I go down and fetch the keg. I got about 80 or so this year, and I wonder what the deposit is. It might be better than $9 beans. You know, there's still a few naked, terrified teenagers on a raft in the middle of the pond. And next week on The Mean Farmer, non-selective breeding, or how to confuse a goat. I'm your Iron Man, doodle-doodle-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. This is the Mean Farmer, and, well, I've decided to run for president. Sort of a last-minute thing, but, oh, what the hell. You know I'll win. You know. Oh, you know. President,
mean farmer.
It has a nice ring to it, don't it? Hey, America needs a mean farmer in the White House. I mean, just let's see Sam Donaldson shout at me once. I'll walk old Sam to the helicopter. Oh, I'll walk him over to the helicopter, and I'll lift him up over my head, and I'll heft him up real high. Oh, that'll be a photo opportunity. And if I'm elected, if President Mean Farmer is sitting there in a war room with my atrazine-stained finger poised over the button, thousands of megatons at my beck and call, whatever megatons are, well, whatever, it's enough power to blow out some old tree stumps, I bet you did. Hey, if I'm sitting in the war room, you think the Ruskies will mess with a good old U of S.A.? Nope. Oh, no. They know what I do. Oh, they know. Anyway, vote for me, the Mean Farmer. It's M-E-E-N. You got to do a write-in. M-E-E-N-F-R-M-R. Mean Farmer. Write me in, Democrat or GOP. I don't care. Just vote for me. There won't be any wimp factor. Oh, no.
The preceding political announcement was stolen, not paid for, by the Mean Farmer.
Remember when little Johnny and Mary played with big wheels and Barbie dolls? G.I. Joes and Tinker Toys. You saw them through skin knees and kindergarten. Tears and laughter. Now, John and Mary, your kids, are graduating. Soon, you'll have an empty nest and memories. And those young adults, children no more, what can you give them to take with them out into the grown-up world? Taxidermy. Yes, taxidermy, the perfect graduation gift. Imagine young John's pride as he shows you his diploma and you present him with his very own ringtail raccoon mounted on a log. Can't you just hear Mary's excited squeal as she heads off to med school with that precious, perfectly preserved muskrat family? Taxidermy, the gift that lasts about a generation and a half, usually. Taxidermy, it's the right stuff. Taxidermy, from Dunderhead Incorporated, from mice to moose, and everything in between. Dunderhead Taxidermy, for the graduate who wants to get ahead.
Meshack's self-adhesive cheek feelers and Easy-On knee extenders mean a new world of comfort and convenience for the professional magnetic field technician. Thousands have been sold at $39.95, but now millions of people have...
We interrupt this commercial for a Palmer 12 news bulletin. The president's sun sign has moved into Taurus. We repeat, the president's sun sign has moved into Taurus. With more on this late-breaking story, Palmer 12 Report correspondent Venus DeLago is standing by at the White House. Venus?
Well, it's a crisis atmosphere here as presidential spokesperson Marvin Fitzwater announced to a stunned White House press corps that President Reagan's sun sign had moved into Taurus. Coupled with his Mars ascendant and the situation in his 12th house, many believe the popular Aquarian faces a high likelihood of an elbow injury. The president had not been awakened, said Fitzwater, but Mrs. Reagan had been rushed to a telephone. Live from the White House, I'm Venus DeLago.
Thank you, Venus. Once again, the story, the president's sun sign has moved into Taurus. If further developments occur, we will keep you up to date. We now return to regularly scheduled commercials.
So, when your pineal gland hurts, reach for Numbs a Lot. Recommended by 4 out of 5 newlywed game contestants.
Quiet.
I'm sneaking up on this Sandinista with a big banana cream pie. And I gotta concentrate so I don't trip over these huge rubber feet of mine. Hi, I'm Kinky, clown specialist first class on Clown National Guard maneuvers. I clown around one weekend a month, 2 full weeks a year. I can't talk right now. There's some enemy clowns with rubber chickens just up the hill. We're almost out of seltzer water. I'm proud to be in the Clown National Guard, because when America's in trouble, we send in the clowns.
Join the Clown National Guard. Get a change of pace and a change of hairstyle. It's not just a job. It's a three-ring circus.
Be a clown, be a clown.
Paid for by some clown in Washington.
Channel 1, the situational channel, is proud to present another evening of twisted entertainment for the teeming millions, beginning at 7 with the Gerber Huggies National Championship Toddler Rodeo, live from Squatchtown, Wyoming. Baby wrestling and roping, barrel racing, and baby bronc riding. Some of the leanest, meanest tots on all fours match their sheer brute strength against the nation's best spider monkey cowboys, collected from large metropolitan zoos coast to coast. Then at 8, it's another installment of Celebrity Pest Control. We'll follow Attorney General Ed Meese into the creepy basement of the Justice Department as he baits his rat traps with his own special concoction of peanut butter and cheese whiz, and then checks the day's catch. From Washington, it's off to Manhattan and Liza Minnelli. We'll visit with Liza as she cunningly places roach motels under the kitchen sink and sprinkles boric acid in virtually every nook and cranny of her penthouse apartment overlooking Central Park. Plus, more pest control tips for teens featuring Tina Yothers of Family Ties. Channel 1, the situational channel, twisted entertainment for the teeming millions, because you've got nothing better to do.
Whoa, hey, you want action? Well, we got your action, pal, right here. It's another night of bone-crushing excitement and thinly-veiled sleaze masquerading as entertainment as the G-G-O-R, that's the Gross Gals of Wrestling, that's gore, not a bunch of goody-two-shoes wimpets managed by Sly Stallone's mommy. No, gore lumbers into the ring to kick some serious hiney, honey. Hi, this is Tanya, the Mammer Hammer Tartaglia, inviting you, yeah, I'm being nice, inviting you instead of just poking my fingers into your eye sockets and toting you in like a bowling ball to join me and the rest of the Gross Gals of Wrestling this Saturday night, 8 o'clock, at the Uncivilized Auditorium in Flemville, Ohio. My own gross weight title is on the line as I, Tanya, the Mammer Hammer Tartaglia, take on Betty, the Snake Biter Fudgemore, in a no-holds-barred, anything-goes slam dance of death. I'm gonna bury that. You hear me, Snake Biter? You're dust, Fudgemore. You don't wanna miss this night with the Gross Gals of Wrestling, cause Gore has a special kitchen utensil tag team match. Francis, the Russet McGillicuddy, and Bernadette, Bun Cake Bludgeon, pair it up with Dirty Gert, and Psycho Sally, the Cellulite Sisters. These four gals will be packing everything from food processors to steam irons, and the fur's gonna fly, let me tell ya. This Saturday night, Gore, the Gross Gals of Wrestling at the Uncivilized Auditorium in Flemville, Ohio. This is Tanya, the Mamma Hammer Tartaglia, telling you, be there or don't let me catch you sitting on my bar stool, pal.
Despite what you may have been told, PES is not all in your head. 9 out of 10 doctors of poli-sci agree PES is a very real disorder affecting millions of Americans. Post-election syndrome. It's not just something you have to accept. Now, there's Politran. Politran can relieve the symptoms of PES, you know, the headache you get from watching too many loser candidates fumble for something halfway sincere to say after all the votes are in and they've tubed it royally. Politran whisks away those painful bi-yearly cramps you get from months of being fed lies, half-truths, and what you know will be empty campaign promises. Politran lets you say goodbye to bloat and irritability as it goes to work in your bloodstream, effectively reducing your ability to remember that before you know it, PES, post-election syndrome, will be back for a visit. Politran, your best defense against PES, post-election syndrome. Ask your pharmacist or look for the pink, white, and blue box at your drugstore. Use only as directed.